Hey, Rumble Pack, before we start the episode, we want to extend a invitation, something really exciting we're doing as we hit our milestone 50th show, right?
Yep.
What is it? Show.
It's, well, so we started, we were doing some thinking about maybe a way we can interact with our fans more, and that's YouTube. YouTube has been a really big thing in today's world and everything, so what we're going to do is start videoing it. Got this new camera, and we got new mics and everything, so it's coming soon. Not saying it's coming next episode, episode after that. It's, we don't know when exactly, but soon, hopefully, and yeah, we will not be giving up the audio to this show. We will be, if you still want to listen to it in the car or whatever, we'll be extracting them, so you can still get the audio on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you listen to it. And then you'll be able to get the video on YouTube.
Yeah, we're really excited about it because we're really going to be moving into this new studio. And as we do that, we're going to be able to bring some video content as well to it.
So
right?
if we do it in the studio, it may not be till summer that we get this up. We're not really sure. We still have to do some more on it. And also, if you're watching the video version, we can show clips that we really just describe in the audio. But yeah, so...
So it is a, I guess, a what do they say, work in progress. Yep. But we wanted to mention it and launch it here on the show 50 because we really appreciate the Rumble Pack, the folks that have stayed with us, been a part of it. We'd like to do it. The real, you ready for the negative part of this whole thing? You're going to have to see my face.
Yep. Oh! Face reveal.
Yeah, not good. I got you. I have a
now
face
we
for radio.
Actually, now we gotta
audio.
Actually get ready every time we do the show.
A little makeup. No, so just check it out. It's coming soon. We want to mention it before this next show. So until then, keep gaming on.
Joystick, the joystick show. Up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, select.
Start. Welcome, gamers, to our Twisted Reality. Fitty, fitty, five, fo, fo, fum. I smell another 50 to come.
Joystick. The Joystick Show.
Hello, everybody. We're back. It is another week. It is the week that we hit the middle century mark.
Yes.
Right?
Episode 50.
50.
50.
That's right.
50,
episode
50. 55. Yeah. So that's cool.
Good times.
Yeah.
Been a lot of fun. Like I said, we didn't know while we launched this thing how it'd go. We're having a lot of fun doing it, playing a lot more games, keeping us active in the gaming front. And we appreciate you guys listening. We got a ton more activity on Twitter, which we appreciate. We got some insight on that. And as well as just the gaming community in general, just checking us out, which we really appreciate. So, we go by our gamer tags, as always, let you know a little bit about the show. We don't mention it much. We are a father and son combo. We go by our gamer tags. I'm Bogue Spear.
I'm Thing 12.
That's right. And my son is much younger than me, so we like to banter about the gaming generations, right? I grew up with, I go back to Pong, to VIC-20, to Commodore 64, to Atari 2600, Atari 7800, on up into the points to where we're talking about computers that came out with processors. We used to go buy the 286, the 386. That's right. Then we hit Nintendo.
386,
Genesis,
really?
Sega, you name it, all the way through. I had them all, played them all, and then you came along. And what happens? Oh, all my money goes in the diapers. That's right. And out of video games. Yet, I did have the Nintendo, right? And then I was out of, like, the Super Nintendo era during that time period. The Genesis, what did they have? There's a couple of them, like GameCube.
Yeah, an Xbox.
Was
when
later.
We were
Xbox born. When I first jumped back in. Good call. Got in the Xbox world early on. I'm one of the oldest live members there is in Xbox.
I know. That helmet that you have for your account's got to be worth something.
I don't know about that. But I think I'm going on like, what? I think it came out in 2001 or 2000. And I joined right like maybe 3 months in. Because I remember the box. I had the original box too at one point. Then I trashed it. But good times. We've been playing forever. And then my son comes along. He's playing. And of course now with my elderly hands, I can't quite maneuver as well as I used to, and he's crushing me on games. But we love talking about all sorts of games, right? What's your take on that?
Well, what my take on
what's your generation background? What have you played from day one?
From day one, Well, I guess from day one, it was really Super Mario Bros., more Nintendo. Lego games were actually bigger. Yeah,
right, but
I
what
think
about consoles? What consoles? You started with...
360. Started with.
You started
or,
with...
No. We started... Very first thing ever was the DSi, okay. Right? It was that the little DSi. I think it was like the first or second DSi.
Yeah, that was before the Game Boy. I didn't even have the Game Boy.
That no, was that was after the Game Boy.
No, I'm saying the Game Boy was before that DS. Because there's the DS. You had the DS and then I bought you the DSi.
No, we didn't have the DS.
Oh.
DS was just, it came out and then the DSi had
internet.
Yeah.
So you've only gamed in the internet world.
So I played a DSi and then after that, we've always had the Xbox, so I think we got more into that. Or was it the Wii that we got
first?
No,
you were playing naked racing games.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that was with the Xbox.
And then, that was probably before the DS, actually, to be honest. Then we did the DS, then we did Wii. And Xbox was just through this all. And then we did we got phones and iPads. Or we got iPads. Mm-hmm. Then we got iPods.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
That's right. Apple was in the game a little bit there.
Yeah.
We skipped over the Wii U. We went right through to what? The next one was the Switch,
Well,
right?
We got the Xbox One. Because I remember getting that for Christmas.
Oh, sure.
But that was
we got
later
360.
On.
And then Xbox has been all of them. Yeah. So anyways, so it talks about generations. We just want to mention that briefly because I know we usually jump into it. And we know we have a lot of listeners and they're trying to figure out why this old man and this young kid are talking on it. So we thought it's a little bit different. It's a paradigm shift into gaming. And we tried to banter back and forth on that to give a different... take on it. So with that said, let's get into that on the game front. But before we do have a sponsor, right? This come down from upstairs from the advertising department?
From downstairs.
Downstairs. I'm sorry. We're in the
They
top
shot
floor.
It up through those mail tubes.
wait.
And
nice.
That's,
very nice. All right. So let's take a look. The sponsor this week is the Microwave. USB mini microwave that plugs into any console allows you to cook a Hot Pocket, warm a coffee, or pop the corn to keep the gaming night going all night long. No batteries required, runs off any USB port, just $39.99, and comes with a free 12-pack box of Ormond Redbox specialty popcorn with baked-in Oreo chai hemp seeds. What? I have no idea what that even means. I don't know if I should barf or beg for more of that. Wait, I'm sorry. This is an ad. I got to keep going on it. Just $39.99. Order yours at micromicrowave.info.
Huh? See,
when
we started getting these sponsors, they all were goofy and everything, but these are just slowly getting into products that could be made and very useful. That can be made.
Yeah.
A mini microwave, it just uses
right
the heat and then just heats something. Like that's
uses
that's,
heat to heat something.
Yeah, that's not impossible.
I know. It's
these
amazing.
Are good ideas.
Whoever comes up with these ideas, they're brilliant.
I know.
All right. So let's talk about the gaming front. What's on the gaming front? We got to start here. What do I get? Oh, can I start? Cuz again, we're still talking about VR. We got the VR. Yeah, I had a little issue with the VR, but we're back in the VR.
Yeah.
Had a little downtime with that. Somebody dropped it.
Now they're going to think it was me.
No. I'm telling you, kids these days, they're so irresponsible.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, I did get a chance to play Vox Machina. All right, so if you're not a VR guy, you're going to tune me out right now, so I'll just move quickly through this, but I'm going to tell you, if you haven't played the game, VR fans, you got to try Vox Machina. This game is incredible. This is everything you want. Remember, so let me bring you back into it. If you haven't played it, I'll stay with me on video games here. There's a great game out a long time ago. It actually came out for the Xbox called Steel Battalion. Steel Battalion was one of the first games that offered joystick play, and they gave you a unique joystick you had to buy with the game. The game was like $2.99. $299 or something crazy because it came with a joystick that had 30 knobs on it, like different things, like you had to move around.
Mm-hmm.
So you play that with this mech and did all these cool things with it, which is awesome because I borrowed it from a buddy one time and I actually built a box around my TV, my tube TV, my Xbox, and me.
Really?
So it felt like I was inside.
That's...
So I was doing VR before VR was even VR. It was great. Well, you know what I mean. So it was the coolest thing because I was like, oh my God. So this Vox Machina is everything I did back then, but I just put my headset on and...
Okay, but about like the quality of the game, like what is it well made or anything? Or is
awesome.
There
problems yeah. with it? It's so cool because like in the VR, you grab the controller, right? You would in the like the real joystick, right? Mm-hmm. In this one, it's virtual, so you feel like you're grabbing the real joystick, but it's your
right,
controller. But it's got one side is a left-right movement, right, mm-hmm. To walk. The other side is your forward and back. And then right next to it is a button that you pull up that launches the jets. And then you kind of toggle. It's kind of like a Mercedes. And you go around. If you haven't tried this...
What I'm worried, though, is that...
What?
I haven't tried it yet, but what I'm worried is that when I...
It's unacceptable.
Well, okay, when I get on it, there's so many buttons. So I'd have to take my hands off the move. Well, like, not just so many buttons, but I take my hands off the moving so I could hit the shoot button or something. Or
nope.
Pull a lever for a shoot.
Nope.
Well, no. How do I do it? Is it like a joystick but like a
yes.
button on top?
Yes, exactly. So when you press it, it actually is like pressing it, but really it's just launching the thing. So your trigger fingers launch muscles.
Okay,
you
that's
can assign. Helpful. You can assign what weapons you want on each finger and what things. You can custom create your guy out of like 5 or 6 mechs. The best part is you go in with a bunch of dudes and play.
So that's
right?
Like Titanfall. We'll
yeah, so we're getting a second Oculus so we can do this. I'm just telling you straight up, okay? It's going to happen. So... Anyways, long story short is it's a great game. It's well worth checking out if you do have VR or want to get into that. It's one of the top games, I'm telling you, from my generation. If you buy that Vox Machina and, of course, Star Trek Bridge Crew, you will not go wrong in VR play. Because here's why. Remember I told you about the experience of VR to me is really limited right now to if you're running or doing stuff. I'm not a big fan of it. What I'm a fan about is sitting down playing it so you don't use your legs and it's less of that. Like Bridge Crew, well, via our Vox Machina, the same thing. You sit in a mech, so everything feels so real because you don't have to move. You're just controlling stuff, right? That's what I'm saying. It's awesome. Games, car games, those type of things are going to be awesome. So anyways, check it out. Vox Machina, awesome. What are you playing?
So I have another VR game.
Okay.
And I played this not too long ago. It's for people who aren't really into the action. It's Job Simulator. Costs around like $15 to $20 bucks.
Yeah.
And what it does is it puts you in like this little box, and you have 4 of these cards that you can grab, and each one is a job. There's cooking. There's like cooking in like a restaurant, not really a fast. I don't know. It's cooking. There's car repairing. There is gas station worker.
Is there a cat house?
No.
No. Okay.
There's a, shoot, you threw me off. So there's a car fixing, a car fixing, a gas station owner, and the first one I did, I can't remember it. It is.
Is there a car rental place?
No.
Okay.
No, there's no car rental place.
Okay.
I forgot what it's called. Okay, or I forgot what the other one. Anyway, you have 4 jobs.
Okay.
Right, and you get in, and it's more humorous. So like, for instance, on the cooking one. You would have like a microwave. Oh, office manager. Okay, there you go. For instance, if you're in the cooking or whatever, it'd say, all right, throw some cheese, throw a plant, like a flower into it, an egg, and some bread.
Right.
And then you put it in the microwave, turn it on, and then a cake comes out. So it's not like...
So it's not realistic, but it is...
It's not realistic. It's more humorous.
Okay, so you and I talked about this, right? It's humorous, but at the same time, there is some kind of time management piece to this,
right?
That helps you kind of learn.
So it's like... But yeah, as far as cooking goes, it's not realistic. But it, of course, it has all these cooking things that you'd normally do. Like,
right.
You cook toast in a toaster. You do all this stuff. And but yeah, it's really fun. And like some of the others I like more than others, but it's a really fun game. And I got into it and like completed all of them almost in, I don't know, it probably take you like 2 hours to complete all 4 of them. So it's not that hard, but it has a bunch of Easter eggs, like I said. So maybe in the cooking one, you throw in random ingredients and it comes out with something. And that's what you can do, is you can play the game and mess with stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And then once you're done with it, there's like a night mode, which I haven't tried yet, which is your kind of like your, it's a night shift.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't tried that yet.
Is that where a bunch of drunks drive up in their cars and order stuff?
Maybe, I don't know.
Like, can I take your order? Yeah, I want a 5 pancakes. No?
No.
No, it doesn't happen that way.
But yeah, so it's pretty fun. And actually, it's more... it's not really for the VR experience. It's just a fun game to have in VR. Cool. I mean, it does have a good VR experience, but like, you know.
All right. Well, I mean, like I said, there's a ton of those games, and here's the thing: if you're listening as a gamers too, I'm about to bring up something that is non-VR. We're gonna we're excited about the new toy, right? It's the shiny new thing. We keep playing on there. I've been playing Battlefield 5. I'm telling you, that game is just, you know, they're doing really amazing work just in the 4K world, right? In the 5, because I bought you that 360 cam, right? That we're gonna be using soon. The 5.7 K or whatever. It's just amazing, the quality of stuff. The one thing I am playing that's standard, really, not only is it standard, I say standard gameplay or video gameplay, it's really even goes back to role-playing and regular board games, is that I picked up, you guys remember I used to do that, was the tabletop, right? So you can go to Steam, download Tabletop, which is a great game that you can play.
Tabletop Simulator.
Yeah, Tabletop Simulator. It's about $19.99. But you can play all these like regular games you'd play in board games, right? But play tabletop online. And I started playing this game called KeyForge. KeyForge is an awesome game that you're the one that's really picked up a lot of the cards, really, too, like, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as much as we're big video gamers, I believe that board gaming and regular geeky gaming really does help the mind. And I support it for my kids every day as well, to keep that up too. So we played this game, KeyForge. Awesome game, card-based game, like Magic, if you know Magic the Gathering and that type of stuff. But I was able to jump on to tabletop, and it is seamless. It is smooth. It is unbelievable. They have a way that you can type in the card deck that you have, go in and put it online, and all of a sudden all the cards appear, and now you have the virtual deck of the deck that you actually have.
See, that's crazy, because for that game, when every deck is unique, they have to load in... They can't just load in individual cards. They have to load in that deck, because, like...
And all the images and everything associated with that card.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of storage.
So they can't just combine all the cards when they put in the cards.
Well, there's some cards that are the same, right? But then, when you do it,
right, but
they
like,
do have the name on the card that's unique.
Yeah.
You know? Sure. So, anyways, if you're into, if you're a gamer geek like me outside of the digital space, in the board gaming world, RPG game and so forth, check out KeyForge. It is a great card game in the physical space on the tabletop, as well as if you go to Tabletop Simulator on Steam, download it. Look for, I think it's called KeyForge Ultimate. It's a mod that you get after you download Tabletop. Load it up. Awesome. So.
Also, if you want to play with, Bogsphere, or maybe even me if I'm on any time, use our usernames, which you never said, or how to contact us at the beginning.
Yeah, please do.
So you can contact us if you want to play, of course, or just tell us anything. At joystick_show on Twitter, joystickshow.com, or joystick@show@gmail.com. That's our email. And yeah, our username is Bogsphere and Thing12. You can friend us and...
Yeah, we'd look to play. If you want to try some of that stuff online, if you are VRing it up, we'll go with you on it. And we're trying to make the 2019 a little more interactive as well. We talked about some things we want to do and change up.
We said it in the beginning of the video.
Yeah, exactly. So these are the things we really want to try to work towards. So if we keep it up, and we keep moving forward, and we keep having the growth that we are seeing with the show, we want to make it a bigger community events. I used to do this back in radio world, where I used to actually have local events and have hundreds of folks show up and play. We'd love to do some stuff now online with everybody around the world, including those that are listening to us in Canada, in UK, in Guam, in Bora Bora. Where else are we? There's a bunch of people out there listening to us. So we appreciate each and every one of you. All right. So that's what we're playing. Let's head on to the joystick news.
The joystick news report.
Joystick news. Joystick news. We got some special stuff. Oh, first of all, I want to say in the news, this is actually very game related. So we always try to, as though we've branched into the VR world, right?
Oh, yeah.
We try to separate movies and stuff, even though you can talk all day long about seeing Spider-Man... What is it?
Into the Spider-Verse.
Into the Spider-Verse, awesome. Right? Which is just a movie. So, I mean, there's plenty of podcasts out there for that. So we won't jump into it. But one thing I want to talk about, because I believe it's a game changer, literally, in the viewing world, as I watched on Netflix the movie Black Mirror, and it's Bandersnatch. Bandersnatch is actually a choose-your-own-adventure movie. Now, if you're like me, right, past long in the tooth, you don't even remember these books, even though I've handed them to you, and they've gotten all, like, brown edges on the color. Remember these books I handed you? It's called Choose Your Own Adventure books.
Those are actually cool.
They're great books, right? Well, yeah, that's right. They look like the old Bible. King James Version. No. So what I did is I started watching it, and oh my God, it's so much fun. It's like a game. You can do this, or you can tell them to do this. And what it really does is it uses the streaming system to do clips. Right, and when you click on a clip, it's really like going to the next clip, and it chooses which one. But in the actual visual of it all, and using Netflix, which is amazing, I really think it's a game changer for a certain section of movie watchers. You can choose and tell the character what to do. Unbelievable! I lay down. I'm gonna go to bed early. Right, to me, early is like 10:30, 11 o'clock. I lay in bed about 10:30, going, okay, I'm gonna get some rest. I don't go to sleep till like 1:20. Why? I watched the movie 3 times. I watched it. I had to change what I just said that for them to do so I could see all the options that were in it. So you have to check out Black Mirror and see what it's all about, because one thing that happened to me, still to this day after all of that, I thought I saw it all, right? And in the movie, I won't spoil the movie, you got to check it out, but in the movie, there's actually a video game, like this really 8-bit early video game. Well, if you do the right ending, you actually get to play it. I didn't even get the right ending. I thought I got all the endings done. I didn't. So if you do it right, you can actually go in, and at the end, it allows you to play the video game that's on there. And I won't even give the name of the game or anything, because it'll take away some of the movie. But please, if you're interested, you're a gamer like us, you don't... And I'm surprised, because I usually, I'm not really a pop culture guy, but I certainly can keep up with some kind of technology, and I knew nothing of this movie or this situation until I went on and found it myself on Netflix. Very poorly promoted.
Yeah, there were some, I've known about that, but it was for some horror movies. And they're little skits, like 30 minutes long, but they're that exact thing. Like,
they are? Oh, I'd love to check it out, because I loved it. Yeah. I thought it was good. So, if you haven't watched, it yet, have you?
Mm-mm. Okay. I don't watch Black Mirror in the first place, though. I don't know if it's creepy.
It's kind of weird. But this one is not that way. You'd like it. Even though it has an issue with somebody doing drugs and like a kid and stuff. Yeah. But, you know what? We talk about that. So, you got to check this movie out. If you haven't watched it yet, do it. There is a combination between movie and gaming in this. That's why I bring it up as a special news piece. Black Mirror, Bandersnatch on Netflix, if you have it. And please, send us a tweet, email us, tell us what you think. I want to know what you think about that once you do it. If you had the same kind of reaction as I do, I guess the question would be, because we did this earlier on, let's do a question every week. We stopped doing it. But do you think it's a game changer? Is it something unique that more people will do in movies? So I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on that. So what else we have?
Well, next, real quick, Rainbow Six Siege announced they are... Or they didn't just announce, it's in the game now. So you can buy the year 4 pass, which if you don't know what that does, for year 3 I got it. What it does is it gives you renown discounts. So things will cost less renown. It gives you discounts on, I don't know if it gives you discounts on operators. I'm not positive about that. But it gives you every operator that comes out in that year. So when it comes out, you get full release of it. The day it comes out, like when you don't have the pass, usually it'll come out for like a few days and the people who bought the year pass get it, but then the people don't wait when they buy it with their renown or our 6 credits. And so it gives you that in every operator that comes out for that year. And then it also give you I believe it gives you some extra, so when you're playing a game, it basically gives you a renown booster a little bit. So
gotcha.
Yeah, so that's cool.
So if I do that this year, because I played the game, but I never got to play outside of your account or H-Bomb's, our other son, his account, or H, what is this, H-Bogey-125, is that his?
Yeah.
I keep calling him H-Bomb, but
it's H-Bogey-125 or Bogey-S-S-I-I. 125.
Got it. Okay. So playing with him, but I don't get a chance to do it. So if I get the fourth season pass, do I get everything before that?
Year four, no. You don't. You just get year four.
So I don't get a year three or year two or anything.
Well, yeah, you can spend money on R6 credits and then buy them, or just save up Renown to buy them.
Yeah, but I can't go back again. They don't have a pass that you can do, like, a pass.
Oh, a pass for all of them? No. Well, no, they have a pass, but you have to do it when it's coming out.
Yeah, but if I do season four pass, I don't get all of season three and season two.
Mm-mm, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's dumb, because then they won't save them money. They just wait until, like...
So that means I still would have to buy season two, season three. But they must do a discount on season three when season four comes out, right?
There's no passes on season three. There's no year three passes when year four comes out.
There isn't.
No, you can buy the operators with R6 credits, but you can't buy a pass. You can buy the whole bundle.
Right, the bundle is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the bundle hasn't come out yet. I've been looking for that. But the bundle will come out soon, hopefully.
Right, so but year four just gives you the new ones that come out.
When they come out.
Right,
the day they come
don't
out.
They do a year season four plus three bundle, two bundle? Like, give you something to...
No, it doesn't matter.
They should. They could make it, hey, for $50, here's...
Just give you everything.
Yeah, for $50.
In a year from now when they come out with... Or no, in a year, in like 10 years and they have all the operators out...
They're going to do
a $1,000 or whatever.
They'll say, hey, for $200, buy all the operators now. I think they'll do that. That's how you'd make money. I don't know why they don't do that. Okay, get them on the horn. Hang on.
No. Okay, anyway,
hello,
let's move
hello,
on.
Marketing
it was supposed
department
to be quick.
At what is it, Ubisoft? No, who is it?
Ubisoft.
Yeah, of course it is.
Ubisoft.
Call Bogspear. I'll give you my number. 555-5555. Call me.
That all wasn't right. Even... Wait, 5-5-5.
That's what they do in the movies. They always use 5-5-5s. Anyways, go ahead. Okay. What else we have? I do have something. The PlayStation, I saw an article that said, you know, how is the PlayStation 4 doing? Well, I was like, well, you know, we always talk, we're big Xbox guys. You do have the Xbox or the PlayStation 4 now, so now we can't even call ourselves that completely. But I saw this report.
Well, we can. The only reason I'm playing is for Spider-Man. And I also play God of War and I have all the
I know. You got a few. But
it's only for their exclusives.
Right. Well, PlayStation 4 has reportedly shipped over 90 million units. Closing on 100 million units.
How many has Xbox shipped?
Oh, I don't even know. That's actually a good question. I probably should have looked into it. But you think about it. It's always that episode on... what is it? Austin Powers is like 1 million PlayStation 4s. Unbelievable. So that's a good amount of consoles shipped out across the fruited plains of the world. That's not just United States. I mean, that's across everything, I believe. So, I saw that. So that's kind of cool. That's a lot of play going on. So certainly if you're in that world, and that's obviously before they're talking about the PlayStation 5 already coming out. So... Think about that. Of course, you're gonna bring out a 5. You can sell 90 million units of anything, right?
Yeah.
Over the course of time, so pretty cool stuff. So that's that was in the news. What else? Anything else that we have in the news?
Yeah.
What else we got?
We got possibly a new something coming that you can start them off with. So yeah, so the news, we have a possible new. Unit coming, what's the word? Console.
Oh, yeah.
Coming.
Yeah. So, actually, O Peculiar, loyal listener, and a good friend, a great friend, he actually sent in a thing to us to talk about because he saw this on as being a potential, disruptor in the market. There's a new console out called Madbox. And it's a company that really is taking like the Steam thing, right, to the next level. They say, look, if you're going to play at games, you're going to play it on the maximum possible console. So Xbox does well in the graphics, right? Mm-hmm. So does PlayStation 4. But you have to spend $1,000-some-odd like we did for the VR, right, to get a really good graphics card and everything. Well, what this is basically a graphics card wrapped into a into a console that's designed called Madbox. The cool thing is they also are very good marketers because what they did is they designed the mold to look like an M with like this highlighted neon sign or whatever.
That's
so then
cool.
You can do different colors and set it different colors and everything else as well as you do, which is fun.
Huh.
You know, like they do with regular boxes, right? You can set like ours has red and everything like the inside of the box you can look into. So, but it's called Madbox, and the point of it was is that they're really designing it to be all about maximum video functionality, video graphic functionality for people to do it. Now, they didn't talk about price yet and so forth, and I think, you know, like I said, we're ones that were jumping it on early, which is probably what they're trying to do, just get some buzz going on something, because I'm not even sure if it's even marketable. But I thought it was kind of cool. It's called Mad Studios, and the founder, Ian Bell, was talking about the console a little bit. If you can Google it, go to the Goog and ask him to just type in Madbox console and check it out, how they talk about, you know, having true 4K video, 60 frames per second, which is something you got to have, especially in VR when you're playing and so forth. So it provides all of that option for you. So now rather than going out and buying a PC, right, you can buy this Madbox that is designed for VR and designed for good gameplay, Steam gameplay. Right, so it's a really good combination. So check it out. And the interesting thing is, when I saw that, I was like, okay, what does that mean? You know, we talk about news, you know, not to be a promoter of one single item. You know, there's a lot of really cool, streaming media players out there, right? And they just don't get quite the love or the attention. But even like some of the game cards themselves go, well, shoot, I can take my game card, package it around something, and sell it. So even NVIDIA has a little game box that they call it the Shield TV Gaming Edition, and it's a 4K HD streaming media player that has Google Assist on it, so they do a deal with Google. So I looked at it and I said, shoot, that's not a bad little deal. It's $190. It comes with a controller and a regular remote on it as well. So, I mean, you know, Like I said, if you want to look at a you're not in the gaming world, you really want to be, you know what I mean? Yeah. And maybe not VR level, but certainly at a high level of gaming. Well, you don't have to go and spend $1,000 on a computer. You could, for, you know, $200 with tax, pick up a decent player.
Yeah, I have actually a lot of friends who just really wanted a PC for Christmas, and they always said they're just so expensive and everything.
Right.
That's crazy.
So they should look into some of these things, right?
Yeah.
Even this Madbox. I don't know how much they're going to charge. We should know. Maybe I'm going to reach out to the company themselves, see if we can get some information for everybody. But it's a good example, because even a couple of friends of mine, they want the Rift, but They don't want to spend $1,000 for the computer PC. They don't have. They all have like laptops because they're workers. We actually have to work for a living, my friends, because we're supposed to be adults making money. They don't. So I'm looking at, well, maybe that's an option for them to do it. You know what I mean? If that comes in at $400, $500, $600 even, right? Might not be a bad opportunity for it. So anyways, that's on there. You can Google those and check it out. So that's what's going on for that. Okay, so that is the news.
This concludes your Joystick News Report.
Joystick News! All right, so normally we right now go into the deal. Wait, what are we going to?
Deal of the Week.
Yeah, but we're not right now. Hang on, hold on.
Wait, we can't go into the
Deal of the Week.
No, we're going to wait for a second. Why? Because we have this new piece we call Rift Wrapping.
Yeah.
Okay, I know we talk a lot about the Rift. So eventually, as we're playing different games, it won't be so much about the Rift and about the VR at the beginning. But we do want to do a segment, which you have to come up with a cool thing for, by the way.
No, that's all you.
No, that's all you.
You're doing the wrapping. You're doing all the wrapping. All
right. Well, let's just talk quickly. So the Rift Wrapping, which basically means if a VR play, there is a cool thing I saw, and I bring this out because I want to give props. A part of what we're doing in 19 too is people that are actually communicating with us and being a part of it. We want to get more social with them as well. And this is a great group. They're called, it's at Let's VR. Right, it's at LETSVEER, Let's VR, right? And it's actually called, you go on to the Twitter, that's their Twitter sign, and check out what they do. They tweet a lot of very cool VR updates. Mm-hmm. So we use them now since we kind of friended and went back and forth with them to check out the latest news on that. And I recommend checking out, because I was interested in looking at, we have that 360 camera, which you can talk more about in the near future, right? But you can actually record games in 360, like a VR. So you can watch it and then watch it on your headset and watch people play it. So I've seen
people watch. So what happens is you're watching on your phone, right, and you can see your person standing there. You can see you standing there, and then you're in it and you're videoing yourself. I've seen that before.
Here's the thing that don't have one yet. So what's the value on this? Is think about it. When you watch, like, if you're doing tabletop gaming, you can be the gray guy, which is watch everybody play. Mm-hmm. You can be the observer when you're watching. Let's say you get killed in Rainbow Six or somewhere, and you just watch everybody play.
Yeah.
Right? It's the same thing, except now when you watch, you look around on your VR and see the thing 360. Very cool concept. And the whole thing about how to record and do that so you can show your friends and buddies and other people that. There's a really good link. If you go to tweet them, definitely friend them up, follow them. Not friend them, maybe follow them. And check it out. They got a great article on how to do that, how to record 360. And check it out. I thought that was a really good thing to wrap about here this week as well. And you had one thing too, right? To talk about?
Yeah. So I was just scrolling through some stuff and I found, obviously looking more into the VR lately, I found something about a VR vest. So yeah. In the movie that recently, like last year came out, Ready Player One, mm-hmm. They showed this suit that you could feel touch and everything. And it's being created. It's still being tested.
I'm thinking about. Go ahead.
It's still being tested. And it's a VR suit that, okay, so you don't really feel each finger yet or whatever.
Right.
But, like, what it will do is it has different points on it where it has vibration.
Yes.
And it's not just a vibration. It's more of an intense, like, vibration to kind of push. I don't know. But it doesn't just happen on, like, squares. It happens, they're big squares, and it happens throughout them. Like.
So it gives it more of a feel of a natural.
Right. So I saw this thing, and this guy was fighting with lightsabers. And the enemy slashed with a lightsaber, and the vest lit up, and it went slashed all the way down his body, and it vibrated, but intensely. So it wasn't just a vibration, right?
It hurt.
It pushed, like, yeah, on him like that.
Well, you and I talked about this, because there was a talk about doing this a while back. There was a console called, I think it was made by Philips Magnavox.
It was like Interactor.
Yeah.
Or it was Interactor.
I don't know. You should Google it. Remember I said I'd do it before the show and I didn't. But I remember looking at it. There was a fan that blew on you. There was lights
I was looking for the vest to see if they made it.
Did you see it?
Well, I was seeing if they made the vest I was looking at, like a mass production or whatever. So you could buy it.
Right.
But I didn't. I found a different one and it was an old box and on it had like this old console and it was for playing with controller and it was this vest that really just vibrated and it came with like stuff that you could do. I don't know if that's what you're talking about, but it was an old box and it was like it was called like Interactor.
It was way back in the mid, or I say way back, listen to me even feeling old, early 2000s, mid 2000s.
I feel like that seems right.
So I mean, I think that's awesome. I think that's the next stage of this VR. No, like I said, you're going to have an issue with...
I think the Omni-treadmill is really in the next
stage. But I don't think people are going to have the room for it. Like, that's going to be... You think about the cost to do that. Believe me, we'll have one. Joystick Show will have one when it comes out. But what I'm thinking is that the next thing would be wearables. Wearables is a big thing right now. So because they're going to ramp up for that anyways in many different situations, I think you'll see a VR vest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I should trademark that, VR vest. I don't know if anybody did it yet. But that's what it's going to be. You put it on, it's going to be that next sensor. So how you plug your sensors in, you're actually going to be able to plug that in too, and that becomes part of the thing, right? And it'll send it to that VR sensor. So I think that's going to be the next wave that we hit, if I'm a futuristic predictor of gaming greatness. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's it. So anyways, okay. So that is it. Boy, we're running long here. So what do we have? Let's do, yes, now we do that. What do we have coming up for the new deal? I can tell you right now, the one thing to move forward is that if you want to get 6 months of Xbox Live, they found newegg.com, which I bought a few things from recently. New, N-E-W-E-G-G, egg, right? Newegg.com. If you go there, you can actually pick up a 3-month card and then get a free month card to go along with it. So 6 months, you can pick it up for $21. So think about that. That's like $42 if you're able to buy both.
$21 if you use the code, right?
Yeah. The code is EMCTUTD52. You have to write that down, so I put it in the show notes. Yeah. Can you write that down for me?
Mm-hmm.
It's EMCTUTD52. It gives you it goes from $24.99 to $21. So that's a pretty good deal, because then you can get yourself a annual subscription if you buy them, right? Wait for that. For $42 versus $59, $60. Big savings. It ends, I think, coming up like January 14th. So if you're listening to this after that, I apologize, but take a listen or take a look online and see. Because I think ours is coming due too, by the way. So I might have to go online and pick that up for us. We'll make H-Bomb do it since he's working now.
Or what?
So anyways. All right. So that's it. So let's now go to the new releases and run through it. So what I am going to do is I started breaking out saying, hey, let's start now and keep going until for a few weeks and everything. I think it got a little mundane, and I think we got like, oh, what's next? What's next?
Yeah.
Let's do 1 week. We're going back to 1 week. This is the week that when it's coming out. We always do a couple of weeks ahead.
Okay.
That was the formula that worked in the past. We're going back to it, okay? So week of January 20th, that's it, through the 26th. Okay?
Yeah.
What we have coming out, and we'll move forward from there, is looks like we have a game called Gang Beasts. That's right.
No way.
Released for the Xbox One. Gang Beasts is a silly local multiplayer game with doughy ragdoll physics and horrifying environmental hazards.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Tell me about it.
Xbox One. No, I'm serious. When I, like, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, I don't know, I really wanted to get that game. But it was only on Steam, and at the time I didn't have controllers. Remember a while ago I bought a controller?
Yes, yeah.
It was so that I could play Gang Beasts. I never bought it because it was just going to be me playing it. And I really wanted to play it, and I checked multiple times a day to see if it was on Xbox
really?
One.
Really? That's that big of a game?
And well, it's really going to be released
on the 23rd
it.
On the Xbox One.
It's such a good game for Xbox One. I was wondering why it was never released.
Well, it got a user average rating of 8.5, so that's very cool. That's coming out as well, so look for that on the 23rd. Smite is coming out for Europe and U.S. on Nintendo Switch. Cool. Good game. It's got an 8 rating. Actually, Life is Strange 2 is coming out for PS4, Xbox One, and PC. So the second one is finally hitting, according to this, on the 24th. It's got a 9, which is superb. That's a huge rating. So I know it got a lot of good ratings. We'll see if we can talk to anybody. Anybody got any insight onto that game? Let us know. I did not play that. Did you play it? Life is Strange?
No.
I didn't play it.
All
right, so we'd love to hear more information. We really are going to reach out and ask you guys, please let us know what you think, because I want to use your insights and your details on it, because that's going to make the community stronger, because unfortunately I can't buy every game, play every game. Mm-hmm. I can buy every console, which we do have in this house right now, but we can't provide all the games. So, next thing coming out on Friday the 25th, Mario & Luigi Bowser's Inside Story. I think we talked about it last week. That's for Europe, though. Launched on, it's got a 9 rating. So, I think that, like I said, so the biggest game, look for next week, Gang Beasts.
23rd. It's coming out. Xbox One, yeah.
Yeah, on the Xbox 23rd. One on that as well. And then the other game would be the Life is Strange 2 for PS4, Xbox One, and PC. So that's what's coming out. All right, Young Thang. It's Young Thang. Do what you want to do.
Oh, sorry. Just to, you clarified the Life is Strange 2 is Episode 2, the rules. So it's like the DLC.
Oh, thank you very much. Because I was going to say, I thought we saw that out a while ago. So it's the DLC. Very good. Thank you, bud. Appreciate that. All right, folks, long show. Ran a little bit over. We appreciate your time so much. And check us out. We'll be back next week with Show 51. Until next time, game on.
Joystick. The Joystick Show.